All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Keep it brief. Miami's, you know, they're good on special teams. They got a good core. They got dynamic returners, and their kicker and punter are playing at a high level. Right now, we're concerned about the Cleveland Browns. We need to play better in our area, no doubt about that. Got to play better, got to coach better. And so we're excited about going down there because that gives us another opportunity to play how we should play on special teams. So with that, I'll answer any questions.
Chris, was black pitcher point, was that just low?
It was a low kick. Good protection, low kick.
Has that been an issue with Patrick?
No, it hasn't. No, it hasn't. Plant foot slipped a little bit there and just ended up getting it high on the ball. And Greco did a great job on the inside. The old line's done a nice job in the protection area. And it came off low and bad play.
Did someone get a piece of the 52-yarder?
No, not at all.
Not at all. That was just...
It was a miss kick.
Wow. And he's usually good from that range.
Yeah, it was a nice job. His history shows that he can hit those. Practice shows that he can hit those. He missed the kick. We'll put him out there again for it. Got to play faster. Our fundamentals, getting off blocks, defeating blocks, blocking in the kick return game, handling the football with our returners, making sure that we have the football at the end of the play, all kinds of things. And we're working on that this week, and we've been working on it each and every week. And in the players, I'm excited about because they've taken to the challenge, and I'm excited about this opportunity to see if the steps, the things that we're doing are going to prove the test on Sunday.
A lot of those issues are tied to just a huge turnover on the roster. I mean, I know you talk about dealing with that all the time, but the youngest team in the NFL and all the turnover, is that all playing into what you're dealing with?
Well, I'll be honest with you. They might be young players, but they're Browns players. And we will not use that as an excuse in our room, and they understand what the standard of that room should be. We are not there. But we have to get better. So I won't answer that question because I expect them. I mean, they're in the National Football League. They have to play at a higher level. We have to coach them at a higher level. That's to be quite honest with you, that's the fun part of coaching. It is a challenge. And Miami's going to present some challenges for us. But when you see the results the way that you want them to be, you get excited about that. So that's what we're looking forward to. I will say this. They might be young, but I have confidence in those kids. Because there's things on tape that maybe the other people don't see where you can see them getting better. And we just have to put back-to-back better plays together is what we have to do.
Chris, you seem like, usually you come in here and, you're kind of jovial and relaxed. You seem like you have a little bit of an edge to you today. What am I seeing here?
I just think you're seeing – I don't know what you're seeing, huh? Huh? You're probably seeing a guy that needs – it's probably good that we're going to Miami because I need to get a tan. We're determined. I mean, I'm just trying to. We're going through the process. I love the process, and it's just one of those things. The sense of urgency is extremely high, and that's not going to change. So we got to keep going.
How about Corey losing Corey for 4 to 6 weeks, and I know you guys were probably getting pretty close to working him in on some. What impact for you on that?
Well, we still have a few guys that can do it. We expect to get the return game when the opportunities arise to take advantage of that. We had really one opportunity last week and had a nice 13-yard return by Joe, and so that's encouraging. It's next man up.
With Joe back there, was that special circumstance? We had two guys deep, or will we see that more often?
That was a little bit of a game plan deal because of where Sam Cook puts the ball. You're not exactly sure whether it's going left, right. He doesn't give you a lot of returnable balls, and they were kind of backed up there. And we wanted to make sure that if it was, we didn't want the ball to hit the ground and roll and get, you know, some more added net to him. So we were trying to discourage that, plus puts the ball in the hands of one of our best players on the team. So, you know, that was good.
Why, Joe, some teams might not want to risk the best cornerback on other
teams. Teams that want to win do. Pac-Man Jones, Antonio Brown. If that's your best player, put your best player out there. You're trying to win the game. Special teams, we're not going to take a back seat and say, because he's a star player, we shouldn't use him. We want to win that game, and gives us the best opportunity to do that.
What do you see from Carter Lewis that you like so far?
Getting better and better each week. You see him out there at the gunner. He gets locked down one time, then he comes back the next play and responds and gets down there and beats the double. Blocked really well in the kick return and the punt return game. Might have been a fair catch where you see him take the guy to the sideline and run him right out of bounds. Playing like Cleveland Browns special team should play. We've challenged him. We want to see him make some tackles now. But his progression has been very good, and I'm excited. Like I said last week, I'm excited where he's trending, and he proved that again last week. He needs to take another step this week.
Joe,